Before men could go into outer space, they first had to make it into the stratosphere. Many people don't know that some of the pioneers of high-altitude flying were actually pilots of balloons. We take a look at a high-flying record that stood for 21 years on this edition of the American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Before there was a space race, there was a race to put a man into the stratosphere.
There were altitude records to be broken, and they were vying with balloons and engineers and pilots from Europe.
Dorothy Cochran is a curator at the National Air and Space Museum. The stratosphere is considered to begin at about 10 miles above the Earth, so those balloons needed to climb over 50,000 feet to set a record. The first pilots did so in 1931. By 1934, Albert Stevens piloted a crew of three aboard Explorer 1 to a height of over 60,000 feet before the balloon ripped.
They were very lucky to be able to jump from that high altitude through a too small door, a hatch. They learned a lot of different lessons in Explorer 1, which came down. They were able to leap free, and then it plunged to the Earth.
Altitude records alternated between nations. Scientific experiments were conducted in the sealed gondolas attached to the balloons.
When you take these first steps, it's very, very risky, and it's something that they all understand, but it's the only way. You have to continue. You have to push and try a new design.
In November of 1935, Explorer 2 reached an altitude of over 72,000 feet. That record stood for 21 years.
And Explorer 2 took up many different scientific instruments with it. We have one of the major things that they did besides sending an altitude record was taking the first picture that shows the curvature of the Earth.
Explorer 2 was in the air for over 8 hours, ascending from the Stratobowl near Rapid City. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.